If you were your own worst critic, then listen to this. Making mistakes, it's part of the game. Don't believe for even one second that a disciplined approach to life is mistake-free. A disciplined approach to life is full of the right kind of mistakes. It's a collection of errors in strategy or missteps in approach, and even failed attempts at unfamiliar skills. If you believe that you need to be mistake-free, you're never going to push yourself hard enough to create the meaningful breakthrough that you actually want. You just won't do it. Do you hear me on that? The path to what you want most is paved with mistakes. You cannot afford to get trapped by perfectionism because, you know, maybe you lack the emotional discipline to deal with your current shortcomings or deal with the uncertainty that you face. The goal of your effort is not to be mistake-free. The goal is to build something great, whether that's a business or a team or a relationship. Mistakes hone us, humble us, and help us. Now, does that mean that you want to aim specifically to make mistakes? Well, no, not really. A disciplined approach to mistakes means to set your sights on a standard that's worth achieving, and then set your discipline to try to meet that standard, and then recognize you're going to make mistakes. And you'll find out where you're good enough and where you're not. You'll see it. You'll feel it. If you're in a competitive environment, you're going to find out really quickly where you stand. Now you know. From there, what do you do with it? Mistakes of discipline, those are easily adjusted. Mistakes of default, well, those ones are easily rationalized. I mean, there's a long list of famous achievements that were originally mistakes. Maybe not by design, but certainly by discipline. And those mistakes of discipline sparked innovative breakthroughs. So make the small mistakes, avoid the big ones, and learn from all of them. Everything's training for something. Do the work. Hey, everybody. I want to interject here for 30 quick seconds and tell you about the Daily Discipline community. This podcast is a great resource and will always be free, as will my email and all the videos on YouTube. But if you want to take it to the next level, if you want to invest in yourself and get serious about how you apply what you are hearing here, then the Daily Discipline community is the place to do that. Go check it out at dailydiscipline.com/community. Real quick, before we sign off, listening and subscribing to this podcast, it demonstrates your confidence in us to bring you meaningful content every day and your confidence in me personally. I pour my heart and my soul into this work, and all the confidence that you show by listening and subscribing, writing reviews, and sharing with the people that you care about means the world to me and my entire team. We value your trust, and we will continue to work every day to justify that confidence that you've shown in us. As always, if you want more options for daily discipline, you can always listen right here on the podcast. Every episode is also available on video on my YouTube channel. You can just search Brian Kite on YouTube, or if you want to go directly to the address, it's youtube.com/tbriankite. And of course, where it all started a few years ago, you can subscribe to my Daily Discipline email newsletter, totally free, just like this podcast. You can subscribe to that daily email newsletter at dailydiscipline.com. If you want to support this podcast, the absolute two best ways are, number one, write a review on iTunes. I can't tell you how important that is and how much it excites us every time we see a new one. And number two is share your favorite episodes with your teammates, your friends, and the people you think would get value from it. And the third, and maybe the most fun way to support this podcast, is to post your favorite messages on Twitter. Tag me at @tbriankite and use the hashtag dailydiscipline. We appreciate you allowing us to support you. And thank you for supporting us.